Is it still proper protocol to send some sort of thank you note?
Yes. Write a handwritten note thanking them for their time. And the reason why that's so important is we don't receive very many handwritten thank you notes anymore. It makes a real big impression on that hiring manager.
Should it be sort of a recap of the things that you talked about or points that you want them to remember? Or is it just, thanks for your time, I appreciate the opportunity?
All about them. It shouldn't be, I want to tell you how excited I am about the job. They know you're excited about the job. You need to be communicating to them is how much you appreciate them and how valuable spending that time with them and getting to know them was. Very often when people make hiring decisions, they hire on skill set and competency, but they also hire people they like. You want to think about it like dating. You wouldn't call up someone you're dating and say, let me tell you why I would be a really good candidate to continue to date. Right? All the wonderful things going for me. That's not what you would do. You would say, I want to tell you how wonderful it was to get a chance to know you. I'd love to get to know you more. So that is interaction number one. Okay,
There are other things you could be doing.
Interaction number two is you could write a follow-up note, and this can be via email, a week and a half after the interview. And the best ones have some article attached to it. Again, it's a way to stand out, and it's showing them every time I interact with you, I'm going to be providing you something that might be useful to you.
Are we talking about general mass media articles, trade publications?
Yes.
Anything?
Any of the above. It relates a lot to what your conversation was about. So it needs to tie to your conversation. And that's communicating to them, hey, I was thinking about you and thinking about what you're working on. See, it goes back to the dating analogy.
It does. I was just thinking this is very much like courting.
It's very much like courting because it is. You're courting for a job because when they make that decision, you know, they're committing to you and you're committing to them.
So what other due diligence do you need to be taking care of after the interview?
You know, I don't know what your rule was. When I, back in the day when I was dating, I would follow up three times. I wasn't going to call more than three times. You would apply the same thing in this context. So thought it went really well, but you haven't heard anything. 3 to 4 weeks post that interview, you can leave an email and maybe even a voicemail and say, hey, again, I just want to express my interest in the role, would love to work with you. Given that it's been 4 weeks since I've heard from you, my assumption is you've moved on with another candidate. And if that's the case, I just wanted to wish you good luck. If that's not the case, please let me know. I'd love to continue our conversation. This is a way for you as the candidate to have closure because you can say, well, I didn't hear from them. That's our way of nicely moving on. But also, it ends up lighting a fire under them. And more often than not, you'll hear back from them within 24 hours. And so if we add those all up, that's 3 interactions. A handwritten thank you note, some kind of email with something attached that adds value, and then the final kind of closure email. No more than 3.
Now, did you know this when you were dating? Is this how you got your wife to marry you?
This is exactly how I got my wife to marry me.
You're listening to Brandon Smith. He teaches about leadership, communication, workplace culture, and occasionally a little relationship advice, too. He's a career coach and consultant. Thanks for coming by, Brandon.
Joshua, a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.